Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Pocket Poetry by Anthony Sanders is designed to show the world a simple man's poems, to show that art doesn't come from age, life, or race. It comes from the heart, and it's there that Anthony wrote about being happy, sad, and about life. Also throwing in some things to think about, because thought is the beginning of creation. Anthony wants you to think about how this book makes you feel and to try your hand at writing some yourself. He's always had a love of art, especially poetry. His goal is to inspire others to pursue whatever they want. Anthony Sanders, author of Pocket Poetry, winner of the International Publishing Plume Seal of Excellence, is with us on This Week in America. Anthony, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be here.
You are a very talented poet, writer. Where did this idea of poetry and writing come from? How did you choose writing?
I chose writing, as cliche as it sounds, largely as an escape. When I was little, we didn't have a lot of money, so I always had to come up with ways to entertain me and my sister. You know, as I got older, it just became a way to express emotion.
Well, and yeah, what was that like, sort of disappearing in writing? Were you a big reader at the time as well?
I actually had a hard time learning to read, but writing helped bring that come a bit easier to me.
Yeah, talk about that, because so often we think of art as sort of a secondary part of life. In fact, I think you've talked about that, where it was sort of like, okay, you really can't do that. You got to figure out how you're going to make a living before you start worrying about art. But what did art mean for you? In this case, maybe bringing you out more because of your love for writing. How important was that in your development?
It was always on the forefront. Before I tried making money, given that my dad poured concrete, my mom always worked in a factory, I always had thought if I could just create this or go to this place, something would be a little bit better for me. I wouldn't have to worry about the reality that I'm actually in.
Well, in Anthony's book is Pocket Poetry. Anthony Sanders, our guest on the program, Sanders. If you're into Googling it, you'll find the book wherever books are sold. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com in their bookshop. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How old were you when you started this fascination with writing? You mentioned a young age. When you really realized the escape, what you were getting by writing, how old were you at the time?
I would say I was coming around about 8 or 9 when I started noticing that I didn't have to follow the direct plan of life. I didn't quite get it just yet. No, I really didn't until I got a lot older, that I could just go my own way with things. But that was then that I really realized it was something I needed to do, even if I wasn't making money at it.
I mentioned the wide variety of poems you'll find in your book, Pocket Poetry. What are the inspiration for your poems?
They come from life itself. I took art at face value. You aren't always supposed to write about love or something super sappy. It can be about whatever you want. That's why some of the poems in there are just silly, because that's just as much a part of life as being happy or sad.
Yeah, because we spend a lot of our time of our lives being silly, maybe feeling guilty about it, rather than embracing that particular moment, that escape from real life. The book by Anthony Sanders is Pocket Poetry. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. The usual places, if you go to our website, have that. You'll find it there as well. Winner of the International Publishing Gold Plume Seal of Excellence. So Anthony knows what he's doing in touching people with his poetry. To learn a little more about you, let's go back to some of the background. Where are you from? You mentioned briefly the background with a working class family. Give me a little bit about your background.
Well, I already mentioned that my dad and mom didn't come from a whole lot of wealth. I'm from, we call it here, a drive-through town of Lenoir, North Carolina. Really gives that kind of slower pace country setting. And it was always the idea that you're supposed to go to college and then make the money. It was always go and make.
Yes, yeah, have that living and then worry about, you know, that. What do they think, treat art almost as a hobby, sort of a secondary facet of life?
Yeah, it was always treated as secondhand. You can do it, but don't try and make money at it.
And you've proven them wrong because you're a very successful poet, Anthony Sanders, author of Pocket Poetry. Talk a little bit about your writing style. What shaped your writing style? Any influences as you were starting off writing?
I'd have to say that would be my friends. When I first got into writing poetry, I never understood how to write it for myself and my experiences, so I wrote for other people. And by doing that, I got to see all the different takes on life, the different backgrounds you can come from, and the different dreams that can give from people who just want to make rent to people who want to be football stars or astronauts. And being able to put their feelings on paper helped me put mine on there as well.
How do you think, when you look at your writing, different from other people in your age group, young adults in your generation, how is your writing different, do you think?
I'd say what you see most often is people giving everyone what they want. They write about what people would want to hear or see. You see it a lot, especially in music, of young artists coming up. It's all about the lifestyle and how things are or could be, never just what's happening and how that's a bit more grounded or down to earth.
With us on the program is Anthony Sanders, author of Pocket Poetry. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com at the bookstore. The usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It sounded like sort of a lonely experience in the beginning where you were writing and not too much encouragement. Who was your biggest supporter? Who was there to, did you have somebody who was there to support you as emotionally, at least, as you were going through this?
My two biggest would have to be my teachers in school, always showing me that there were different paths in life, not just ones that are presented to you. And most importantly, I'd say the person I dedicated my book to, which is my grandmother. She always told me, even if it was something silly I told her I wanted to do, that I could always do it. All I had to do was set my mind to it.
And we all need someone like that to sort of give us the motivation, that seal of approval that what we're doing is worthwhile and something that we should pursue. And you've done that successfully. When you look back on some of those early poems, 8, 9, 10 years old, think of where you are now, which I understand is late 20s. How has your writing changed, and how do you see yourself maybe 10 years from now as someone who's a writer?
I'd say that my earlier poems, when I look back on them now, they were more looking towards the future. And as I went on in age, it became more of the here and now. I hope at some point, if things keep going well for me, I can put out more books, maybe like an illustrated poem or something. Because I always seek to inspire something from someone so that when they read it, be it a young adult, a teenager, a little kid, that they can see that there isn't the path laid out before them.
Yeah, and I mentioned in the beginning that something you would like to do is maybe encourage people to do some writing themselves. Talk about how important that message is to give someone the freedom to look at something maybe a little differently through the eyes of a writer, the eyes of a poet. How important is that part of your message?
That is the most important to me. You mentioned that I am a successful writer, and yes, I acknowledge this, but even if I don't sell a single copy of my book, it is so important to me because I don't care where you're born, what you start out with. It is so often called the American dream, but it can be the dream of anyone to go and pursue what you want. Because even if there's years of hardship, as long as that flame is there, a fire will be born.
Anthony Sanders with us on the program. The book is Pocket Poetry. It's available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop, available, of course, at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can click on directly to get information on Anthony's book. What is the takeaway? Is there a main takeaway you hope that the reader gets as they're reading Pocket Poetry?
I want them to simply be able to relate. I think poems, specifically as a form of writing and art, are reflections of life, and when someone reads them, they should be able to say, okay, someone else is doing this as well. Someone else has had that weird moment in their life as well. Maybe I'm not alone. Maybe I can take that and make something of it instead of just letting it sit on my mind and drag me down.
I mentioned that the writing comes from the heart. Why is that so important, that art gives us this outlet to use our heart rather than sort of this rational brain that we have that sometimes limits us? Talk about art and the role of the heart in being able to feel things.
Well, so all too often we're told there's two paths of working your mind or working your body. And everyone always wants to choose mind or try to outthink something. Like with this COVID-19 thing that's going on, everyone's panicking, which is using their head. But if they use their heart, they could realize, I can help others. And if we all work together, things would be better. That's kind of how art is. If we all work together, or we all can relate, we won't be such strangers to one another.
What do you find that you learned about yourself or have learned about yourself over the years in maybe sometimes even surprising yourself when you sort of just sit down, you're writing poetry and maybe understand some of the lessons in life and try to figure out who you are? Do you learn about yourself as you're writing your poetry?
I most certainly do. Every time I create one and look at it and kind of hear how other people get a take from it or interpret it, I get this sense that this may be how I handle or feel this struggle, but this person feels it different, even though it's the same struggle, especially coming into my adult years.
You tried other forms of art and decided on poetry. What was it about poetry other than the other art forms that really captured your attention?
Well, I wrote a handful of poems about not being able to see color, and that kind of deterred me from wanting to try and learn how to draw or paint. And I'm not formally educated in writing, so I'm still learning how to flesh out writing novels. So I stuck with something I knew and kind of came innately to me.
Talk about writing poetry. That's always sort of intimidated me, because you take a thought and you have to keep working it to fit into the poetic form, getting the right word, not overstating something, overwording something. Talk about the process. Does it come easy for you to write poetry?
It depends on the emotion. If something really heavy happens, that would, what I could say would be the easiest, because you can always pull when you're feeling a lot.
Yes.
But when I'm just sitting down trying to get away from the stress for a moment, I really got to reflect on what's going on in my life at that moment, because maybe it'll be working to pay some bills, or maybe it'll be looking forward to a family get together. It's kind of, I take what's going on around me and then I find words that have a nice flow to them.
Yeah, you're right about being
hard
happy
to describe.
Well, yes, but it's sort of real life, and it's what you're feeling. It's what we all are feeling. You just do a better job expressing it than most of us do. We're all happy. We're sad. We've got issues that we deal with in life. What are you working on now?
Right now, I'm working on something that's very new in my life, because in the past few years, I've become an uncle, and seeing them, my niece and nephew, and interacting with them is giving me different feelings I've never felt before. I'm trying to draw on that and create something with it.
That's interesting. Anthony Sanders, by the way, our guest on the program, his book is Pocket Poetry. This is a book that will touch all of us as we're reading the poetry that Anthony has put together. Winner, by the way, of the International Publishing Plume Seal of Excellence. So the award-winning book, Pocket Poetry. How long does it take you to put a poetry book together, the right compilation, the right mix of themes into a book form?
The book Pocket Poetry itself honestly took me about 5 years to write because I was just looking at how much it would cost to publish a book. And when I came across Writers Republic, I just sent them a few poems. And when they told me, these are good, do you have more? I pulled from my collection of them, and that's how I got the book. That's about 5 years worth of different feelings and emotions.
Which is interesting because that's what makes this this compilation, I think, award-winning. I think so effective and enjoyable for people to read because you've got a gamut of experiences you talk about in the book Pocket Poetry. I get the impression you're one of those that goes through life maybe observing things a little bit differently than the rest of us do. We go through at 100 miles an hour. You sort of slow things down and look and what always looking maybe for something that you can write about and reflect in your art. Is that true?
That is very true. Like I said before, coming from not a lot of wealth, the enjoyment of life came from the small things, the simple pleasures. And when you start to get on with your life and family members and stuff, you start to realize that's where art happens. That's where the poems come from. They're not in these big moments. They're in the little moments that everyone has, because not everybody gets a car for their birthday or something like that, but everyone sits and has a cup of coffee, listens to the morning nature or whatever you do. You know
Yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, this book will help you appreciate all of the times in life. It's so well done. It's Pocket Poetry by Anthony Sanders. That's Sanders. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. Go to our website. You can link on directly there. Anthony, congratulations on the success of Pocket Poetry. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully, we'll stay in touch and talk about the next book from Anthony Sanders. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been great having you with us, Anthony Sanders, author of Pocket Poetry, book available at writersrepublic.com. More information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.